Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
With so much to bitch about today, that's from the announcement that the idiot in the White House is going to run again. Transgenders have turned violent to try and get more attention by beating up female swimmers. My gas is costing over $5 a gallon. Inflation is making my wife Susie irritable when she goes shopping. And Eureka has the highest crime rate per capita in the state. Then there's the fact that Tucker's gone. I'm bummed. I bumped into a woke person the other day that didn't even know that Jacob Chansley, or the horned one who sauntered through the Capitol wearing horns on his head, was released from his 7-year sentence to prison for doing what they couldn't prove after Tucker showed the complete video on his show. I could go on and on about China buying up more land in America than Americans, but I want to get myself in a good mood this morning as we approach the last Saturday in April, that being the return of the Rhododendron Festival Parade throughout the streets of Eureka. This parade started in 1968 and, with two minor exceptions because of COVID, has left downtown on 7th Street and moved up 8th Street to down Henderson Street to the Eureka Mall. This year, I'm told that it's back to normal. So normal, my announcer stand is back in Henderson Center at the corner of Henderson and F Street, as opposed to the previous year's site in front of Carson Park. Reason for the move is fairly obvious when you look at all the construction going on. It's probably not a safe spot. Now, if you remember, the Eureka Old Town Rotary Club started a really cool family festival in the park with all kinds of activities and booths. Now they've turned their energy lately to adding 4 pickleball courts, moving the basketball court, and they've almost completed the construction of the new handicap bathroom. Back to the parade. This year's theme is celebrating hometown heroes, and this year's heroes are Jack and Michelle Rickey, owners of Schaefer's Ace Hardware Stores. Now, I'm sure I don't have to tell you how much Jack and Schaefer's have done for this community. Just from my past efforts alone to raise money for the 4th of July fireworks, there were always big 4-figure checks in there. I'm sure that you've seen his signs at every baseball field in Eureka and elsewhere, and what you don't see would probably double or triple that of his generosity. Local bands, school floats, horses, race cars, the infamous bug collection, and the larger-than-life assembly of Model T and A cars. Those floats are so beautiful, and they're all competing for the most beautiful, most original, and the Grand Marshal's trophies. Now, I'll be on the stand, where I've been since 1973, talking to the crowd and updating everyone on the activities going on around because of the festival and helping hand out those trophies. Please join me in Henderson Center this Saturday. Parade starts at 10 a.m. and usually gets to Henderson Center around 11-ish. And like I've said before, and I'll say it again, I love a parade. This has been Mike Jones for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.